Part 2. You'll hear a woman called Kate Asadi talking to a group of people interested in taking up skydiving. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Hello, I'm Kate Asadi and I'm here to talk about my hobby, which is skydiving. So, why do people want to jump out of a plane? In the UK, this is still seen as something done by crazy young people. But in the USA, skydiving is a hobby that has been taken up by people from all age groups, by anyone looking for excitement, from 20-year-olds to people enjoying an active retirement. I wanted to do skydiving as a teenager, but my parents weren't very keen on the idea and wouldn't give their permission. So my first jump was as a university student, when I was able to get a discount. Immediately, I was hooked. I couldn't afford to do it regularly, though, until I started working as a lawyer. Why do I do it? Well, skydiving makes you feel great. You forget all your problems. There aren't really any health benefits, although I know several business executives with stressful jobs who do skydiving to help them relax. Of course, some people start skydiving to help them get over a fear of heights. If they can face up to their fear and jump out of a plane at a height of 3,000 metres, it helps them to build up the confidence to tackle other things. So, how do you start? The equipment for skydiving is specialised and not easy to get in local sports shops. Nowadays, most people buy skydiving kit from websites. There's more choice and you can see photographs. Though when you're buying second-hand on the internet, you should ask to see the equipment first. I got my skydiving camera that way, and last week I got a helmet with a 50% discount. You need a good helmet, by the way. It's the most important part of your equipment. For your first skydive, you jump from a height of over 3,000 metres, strapped to an instructor who's required to have done at least 2,000 jumps before. You dive down in free fall for 30 seconds, and when the parachute opens, you float down sedately, landing very gently. After that, most people can't wait to have another go. Still nervous? Don't worry. All trainee skydivers must wear an appliance known as the automatic parachute. It's compulsory, so even if you black out, your parachute will still open on its own. These rules are for safety reasons. So, what's stopping you? If you're interested, you need to get in touch with the Parachute Association, and you'll find the contact details through your local airport. They'll give advice on how to get started. You can learn to skydive over a weekend, but I suggest the best way is to do it over several months. That allows you to build up your confidence gradually. Skydiving's great. It'll give you a whole new outlook on life.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Hello, I'm Kate Asadi and I'm here to talk about my hobby, which is skydiving. So, why do people want to jump out of a plane? In the UK, this is still seen as something done by crazy young people. But in the USA, skydiving is a hobby that has been taken up by people from all age groups, by anyone looking for excitement, from 20-year-olds to people enjoying an active retirement. I wanted to do skydiving as a teenager, but my parents weren't very keen on the idea and wouldn't give their permission. So my first jump was as a university student when I was able to get a discount. Immediately, I was hooked. I couldn't afford to do it regularly, though, until I started working as a lawyer. Why do I do it? Well, skydiving makes you feel great. You forget all your problems. There aren't really any health benefits, although I know several business executives with stressful jobs who do skydiving to help them relax. Of course, some people start skydiving to help them get over a fear of heights. If they can face up to their fear and jump out of a plane at a height of 3,000 metres, it helps them to build up the confidence to tackle other things. So, how do you start? The equipment for skydiving is specialised and not easy to get in local sports shops. Nowadays, most people buy skydiving kit from websites. There's more choice and you can see photographs. Though when you're buying second-hand on the internet, you should ask to see the equipment first. I got my skydiving camera that way, and last week I got a helmet with a 50% discount. You need a good helmet, by the way. It's the most important part of your equipment. For your first skydive, you jump from a height of over 3,000 metres, strapped to an instructor who's required to have done at least 2,000 jumps before. You dive down in free fall for 30 seconds, and when the parachute opens, you float down sedately, landing very gently. After that, most people can't wait to have another go. Still nervous? Don't worry. All trainee skydivers must wear an appliance known as the automatic parachute. It's compulsory, so even if you black out, your parachute will still open on its own. These rules are for safety reasons. So, what's stopping you? If you're interested, you need to get in touch with the Parachute Association, and you'll find the contact details through your local airport. They'll give advice on how to get started. You can learn to skydive over a weekend, but I suggest the best way is to do it over several months. That allows you to build up your confidence gradually. Skydiving's great. It'll give you a whole new outlook on life.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.